The person who drank a full revius of wine, about half a cup of wine, in one shot, he should not duchen. He drank it in two times, then he can be noisin kapayim. Also noisin l'torcha matmayim, also put some water into it, then it's muta to duchen. If he drank more than revius, then even if it was watered down, and even drank it a few times, still should not be noisy kapayim. Till the effect of the wine is removed from him. The Mishnah Berurah brings that this is all nogeya to a person who drank wine. What about if someone drank some scotch or something else that is mashaka? So the Mishnah Berurah brings, the Magen Avraham says that if it's other things that are not wine, even though he drank a lot of it, that to the point that he cannot talk to a king, he has a lack of control over his mouth, and in such a case he cannot daven, but for this nesis kapayim he can do it. But if he's totally drunk, has no idea what he's doing, then he's like a shoyta, then he should not do it. But Mishnah Berurah says there are a lot of achareim that disagree with this, and they say that even other mashke mashake, you know, the whiskey and the like, as long as he got drunk enough that he can't talk to a king, he should not be nesis kapayim.